Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, and we're up to Parakei Mishnah Tazayin. Kol Ava Sheituliya B'davar, but Batal Davar B'Teila Ahava. Any love that is dependent on something, so when that thing ends, the love ends as well. Meaning, if you are a friend of somebody out of convenience, and that convenience is no longer there, you move away, so then you're not friends anymore. V'sheina Tuliya B'davar, Eina B'Teila Li'olam. But if the love does not depend on anything, then it's never going to end. What is an example of Navas Uyabadavar? Zo Avas Amnon Vitamar. That's the love of Amnon and Tamar. Amnon was David HaMelech's son, Tamar was David HaMelech's daughter. They had a different mother, and Amnon loved Tamar because she was very beautiful, and he violated her. And after that, his love was right away disappeared because it was based on a sense of attraction and not on a sense of something more profound. So that Davar was gone as soon as he didn't feel attracted anymore, the love was absolutely gone. So a v'sheina tliya b'davar, and a love that is not tliya b'davar, zo avas David v'Yehonasan. That's the love between David and Yehonasan. They had every reason to hate each other because one of them was going to be king, the other one wasn't. One was the son, the other was the son-in-law. The father couldn't stand, the father-in-law couldn't stand David, and he loved Yehonasan. So that was an avashen to Yehonasan, and Yehonasan risked a lot to be able to protect David. So that is the difference between avashen and avashen to Yehonasan. Mishnah Yud Zayin, kol machlokas shehi l'shem shemayim sof l'skayim. Any machlokas that's l'shem shemayim is going to endure. V'she'en l'shem shemayim ain't sof l'skayim, and if it's not l'shem shemayim, then it's not going to endure. Ezi machlokas shehi l'shem shemayim zo machlokas hil v'shamay. What does it mean it's going to endure? I would think a machlokas enduring is a bad thing. So the example gives it away. That's machlokas Hillel and Shammai, where we still learn in Bate Medrash today, both opinions. We spend hours and hours trying to figure out each opinion. We say about both of them, Elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim chayim. But v'shein l'shem shemayim is a machlokas korach v'kol adaso. A machlokas v'shein l'shem shemayim is korach v'kol adaso, meaning it's a sense of right and wrong, and there are villains in that story, and Korach v'Adaso are historical villains because of it. So let's review what we learned today. So Mishnah Tazayin, we said that any ava that's Teluya B'davar, like the Ava of Amnon and Tamar, as soon as that thing is gone, the Ava will end. And Ava Shena Teluya B'davar, like that of David and Yehonah's son, is Sofel Iskayim. And then we said, any Machlokas in Mishnah Yuzayin, any Machlokas that's L'Shem Shemayim, like the Machlokas Shammai V'Hillel, is Sofel Iskayim. And any Machlokas that's not L'Shem Shemayim, like the Machlokas Korach V'Kol Adaso, is not going to be Sofel Iskayim. But next time we'll pick up with Parakei, Mishnah Yud Ches.